President Bush was back on the campaign trail this morning, starting off a full day of speeches in Pennsylvania. Last night, the balloons had hardly stopped falling when President Bush cleared out of Madison Square Garden, site of the Republican convention. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us. And Don, I understand that President Bush began an event at midday with thoughts for former President Bill Clinton, who we learned today is scheduled to have bypass surgery.
That's right. President Bush made the announcement right at the top of a really noisy indoor campaign rally at the state fairgrounds here in Wisconsin. He said the former president is in our thoughts and our prayers, and that we send him our best wishes for a swift and speedy recovery.
And we should mention we'll be hearing more about President Clinton's planned surgery later in this half hour. Don, what are the president's advisors saying about how they feel the convention went this week?
They feel they put on a better show than the Democrats did at the Democratic convention, that the president more effectively defended his record and laid out a path for the future. But they feel they accomplished what they wanted. The president talked about new goals, they said. It was mostly domestic stuff for the second term, though there weren't any big surprises there. Of course, he also talked plenty about terrorism. And the president's aides feel that they win the debate, that Mr. Bush wins the debate over how to fight terrorism, that they've successfully managed to raise serious questions about John Kerry's leadership and his decision-making.
And what do they say to the criticism that the convention was too negative and that could turn some voters off?
They basically say, what negative convention? They disagree. Press Secretary Scott McClellan today said a positive agenda had been put forth, that it was the Democrats who held the negative campaign, the president's aides say. McClellan was asked about the speech by Senator Zell Miller, in which that Georgia Democrat really heaped scorn upon John Kerry in his speech, and McClellan would only say, well, that was a strong speech. But again, they're not accepting the assessment that this was a negative convention.
There were new economic numbers today, 144,000 jobs added in August. Each side obviously tries to spin that number the right way for that party. What are the Republicans saying today?
They say it's job growth. They hold it up as a sign of progress on the economy, though it's certainly a mixed performance. It's not enough to even keep up with the number of people entering the expanding workforce. But for a president in full campaign mode, it is an increase in jobs, period. He portrays that as a very good thing. We are also seeing the president talk more and more about his domestic agenda, education reforms, prescription drugs, tax reform, those sorts of things. He still talks about terrorism, but again, as he campaigns post-convention, the domestic stuff is moving to the front.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush. Don, thanks very much.
You're welcome.